Imagine tracing your family tree back just 20 generations, about 500 years. You'd expect to find around a million ancestors. Yet Europe's entire population then was only 60 million. The math doesn't work because our family trees aren't trees at all. They're intricate, tangled webs. This mathematical certainty means if you have European ancestry, Charlemagne is your direct ancestor. In fact, Yale statistician Joseph Chang demonstrated that all Europeans share a common ancestor from merely 600 years ago. Going back 1,000 years, about 80% of people from that era are ancestors to everyone alive in Europe today. Our most recent common ancestor, someone who connects every living human, likely lived just 3,400 years ago, probably in Asia. We're far more related than we realize, with family lines that don't branch cleanly but intertwine constantly across time and geography. This interconnectedness extends beyond genealogy into our very cells. Modern DNA sequencing has transformed our understanding of human history, making what was once prohibitively expensive now remarkably accessible. These technological advances have allowed scientists to extract DNA from ancient remains, including those of our evolutionary cousins, revealing a story far messier and more fascinating than we ever imagined. We're far more related than we realize, with family lines that don't branch cleanly but intertwine constantly across time and geography. This interconnectedness extends beyond genealogy into our very cells. Modern DNA sequencing has transformed our understanding of human history, making what was once prohibitively expensive now remarkably accessible. These technological advances have allowed scientists to extract DNA from ancient remains, including those of our evolutionary cousins, revealing a story far messier and more fascinating than we ever imagined. Those linear evolutionary diagrams showing apes becoming humans? They're wrong. Evolution isn't a ladder, but a complex web of connections. Every species is equally evolved, just adapted differently to its environment. The 2010 Neanderthal genome sequencing transformed our understanding. Rather than primitive cavemen, Neanderthals were sophisticated beings who hunted, made art, crafted jewelry, and likely performed rituals. They were our cousins who split from our lineage 500,000 years ago. In 2008, researchers found remains in Denisova Cave belonging to neither humans nor Neanderthals. These Denisovans were distinct yet related, and their DNA persists today. Modern Melanesians carry 5% Denisovan DNA, while Tibetans inherited their high-altitude adaptation gene from them. These findings disprove the idea of species as reproductively isolated. When different human groups met, sapiens, Neanderthal, Denisovan, they interbred. Our evolution isn't a neat tree, but a complex merger of ancestral peoples whose genes live on in us today. The ability to digest milk as adults emerged through genetic mutation 5,000-10,000 years ago alongside dairy farming. While most mammals lose lactase after infancy, many Europeans and African pastoralists retain it. Our dairying culture literally rewrote our genes. DNA evidence shows early Europeans had dark skin until Swedish remains from 7,700 years ago revealed the first variants for pale skin, blonde hair, and blue eyes, adaptations for vitamin D absorption in less sunny climates. Regional genetics tell migration stories. The Welsh show distinct north-south differences comparable to English-Scottish variations. Danish Vikings, despite their 200-year rule, left minimal genetic impact on British populations. Iceland's genetics reveal a clear pattern. Maternal DNA is mainly Scottish and Irish, while paternal DNA is predominantly Scandinavian, reflecting Norwegian Viking men taking British wives during westward expansion. Yersinia pestis, the Black Death bacterium, has fundamentally shaped human history and genetics. It attacks human cells by disabling immune defenses and triggering severe inflammation, causing bubonic, pneumonic, or septicemic plague, deadly conditions before antibiotics. The first major outbreak struck the Byzantine Empire in 541 CE, killing thousands daily in Constantinople. The second, in 1348, killed one-third of Europe's population within 5 years. DNA evidence traces both pandemics spreading westward from China along trade routes. These outbreaks left genetic legacies, with survivors passing protective variants of toll-like receptor genes to descendants. Research from 2015 found Yersinia DNA in Bronze Age European teeth from 6,000 years ago. Early strains spread through pneumonic transmission, potentially explaining mysterious population declines among early farmers. Though plague bacteria remain unchanged, human adaptation has reduced their impact. Humans aren't Yersinia's natural target. We are accidental hosts in its cycle between rodents and fleas exposed through farming practices. The Americas present a distinct genetic narrative shaped by ancient migrations. The first humans arrived during the last glacial maximum, 30,000 to 11,000 BCE, spreading across both continents and remaining isolated until 1492. The Beringian standstill theory suggests founders split from Siberians around 40,000 years ago, stayed in Alaska, then spread south near 16,000 BCE, explaining Native Americans' limited genetic diversity from 15 founding mitochondrial lineages. Ancient DNA from remains like Anzac I and Kennewick Man confirms both continents were populated by the same founding people, with regional variations emerging over time. The intersection of genetics and indigenous rights remains sensitive, as shown by the Havasupai tribe's lawsuit against Arizona State University for misusing blood samples. For African Americans, genetic ancestry reveals European-African admixture from about six generations ago, a genetic record of slavery's legacy. Genetics has thoroughly debunked race as a biological category. Two black people are often more genetically different from each other than from a white person. Lewontin's 1972 study showed that 85% of human genetic variation exists within racial groups, not between them. When Rosenberg's team analyzed genetic markers across 1,056 people globally, their attempt to sort humanity into five groups initially matched traditional racial categories. However, adding a sixth group revealed a small Pakistani tribe as a distinct race, exposing these classifications as arbitrary. Francis Galton's 1883 concept of eugenics spawned a movement with tragic consequences. While Britain never formally adopted it, the United States implemented forced sterilization. From 1907 to 1963, 31 states sterilized over 60,000 people deemed to have undesirable traits. These policies culminated in the Nazi Holocaust, where millions were murdered, including Jews, homosexual men, Roma, Poles, and people with mental illness. The eugenics movement demonstrates the dangers of reducing human complexity to biological determinism. Human variation exists on a continuum, making the question of racial categories as meaningless as trying to sort books or art into rigid groups. When President Clinton revealed the first human genome map in 2000, its most surprising finding was that humans have only about 20,000 genes, fewer than a roundworm. Less than 2% of our DNA encodes proteins, with the rest managing genome architecture and regulation. While we've identified most genes and millions of variations between individuals, gene-environment interactions remain complex. The Davis-Bradley Waldrup case illustrates this. His defense used his MAO warrior gene variant to reduce his murder charge, yet one-third of white men carry this variant without violent behavior. The Dutch hunger-winter famine during World War II revealed how environment affects genetics across generations through epigenetics. Children in utero during the famine faced lifelong health issues that carried into the next generation. Human evolution continues, with each person acquiring roughly 100 unique mutations. Studies show 1.15 million genetic variations across populations, most from the last 5,000 years, though modern medicine has reduced natural selection's impact. Every person has unique DNA, yet remains connected to millions of past lives. Our genomes link us to pyramid builders, early farmers, mammoth hunters, and Neanderthal ancestors, revealing our deep connection to all humanity.